Their enemies had given the Iron Warrior's fortress its name. They called it the Sightless Warren. It had grown from the broken shelter beneath the Sapphire City, spreading underground as the Iron Warriors captured more shelters and tunnel networks. Though they knew it was huge, none amongst the Loyalist forces knew the Sightless Warren's true size. Beneath the ground, it was possible for Perturabo's forces to pass unseen and emerge in the ruins of cities or in the empty, fog-shrouded wastelands. Artful concealment protected most of the peripheral entrances, their ramps and blast doors hidden in the shells of buildings or in folds in the ground. The main gates to the Warren sat amongst the corpses of cities, ringed by slaved weapon emplacements, mazes of mines, and the eyes of tank patrols. From its heart, in the ruins of the Sapphire City, to the outlying bunkers on the heights above the black sludge of the Crescent Ocean, the Sightless Warren ran for hundreds of kilometres. Victory for the Loyalists, while the Sightless Warren existed, seemed impossible. So it was determined that it must fall, and the strength of thousands were sent to see it done. In 6 months they had tried twice, and failed. Victory in the third attempt, as had been said of the first and second attempts, was beyond question.